It's continuing coverage of Appleton Parkersburg basketball with boys head coach Aaron Thomas. A 58-53 road victory over Dyke New Hartford here on Friday night. One that really came down to the wire. You guys led by as many as 13 points in the first half, but they're able to come back. And fortunately for you guys, you're able to get a few stops, hit your free throws down the stretch to seal it.
And it's going to be a battle. You know, and they've been playing better. They get Costello healthy and back. And coming over here, you know, they've had some close games, but you know it's going to be up in the rivalry game. And for us, you know, we're still trying to adapt with losing Mason Ritter because it really adjusts what we do. And I'm just super proud of the way our guys step up. You know, Gavin Bernard played great first quarter, bangs in the knee. Jackson Mulder does great. Gavin Allen comes in, you know, who plays. And then, you know, Evan Palmer not feeling real well. Trevin had a really good second half defensively for us. And Caleb getting in foul trouble. Preston and Sully, you know, he just showed his toughness. You know, I think he missed his first four free throws and then made big ones for us late down the stretch. And Tyler Wedeking with a big, big three. But huge team win for us, and everybody contributed.
Yeah, I think at the end of the first quarter, D&H able to get back back-to-back buckets, including that one buzzer beater. Crazy pass down the floor for them to even get that off. But is that something that you think kind of changed the momentum of this one that maybe allowed them to maybe get some confidence, get back into this thing here?
And it's going to be a game of runs. You know, we were able to make some shots, and they probably adjusted. You know, defensively, our guys did an excellent job early, really mucking it up, trying to limit Meester's drive and Costello on the block and able to do that. And Coach Tactow did a good job making some adjustments to create some more space where we weren't able to help as much. Where they were, and we just didn't quite make the shots that we made the first, you know, the first quarter, like the second quarter when we had some open looks. But, you know, I credit our guys. They didn't get rattled. They stayed with it. I know at halftime we only had two turnovers, which was huge. I don't know what we ended with. I know we gave up five offensive rebounds the first half, but only one the second half. And those are the things for us we knew were going to be the key. And Meester's really good. Costello's really good. They got theirs, but we were able to get enough. I thought it'd take 60 points. 58 was close enough.
You bet. When it comes to being able to kind of finish this one, there was, I mean, things that you had already mentioned, a lot of excuses to be had because people are getting into foul trouble. You know, you're giving up a lead. You have people sick. You have people missing because of injury and things like that. But the team just remained cool, calm, and collected and poised the whole way through, it seemed.
This is a credit to those guys. You know, they just stayed with even. We had a couple turnovers that weren't great, and they didn't get rattled. You know, I probably got a little more wound up than they did, which is not uncommon. But I thought really the last 2.5-3 minutes, we really executed what we wanted to do. We ran the shot clock down. We got Benny had a nice take. Then our guys, we hadn't played 3-2 zone at all. You know, we go to that half-court trap late that really slowed them, was able to kind of seal that for us. So just super proud of our guys. Our coaches done an amazing job. I wasn't able to be at practice Wednesday, and even yesterday was very inactive, and just really appreciate our assistants and then our kids for being focused enough to come in and get it done.
All right, we're going to take a quick time out here with Appleton Parkersburg boys basketball coach Aaron Thomas. It's continuing coverage of Appleton Parkersburg basketball with head coach Aaron Thomas. Again, a 58-53 victory over Dyke New Hartford on the road on Friday night. And, Coach, when it comes to kind of wrapping some things up here this week, earlier in the week you got a 62-43 win over Hudson. I know that's kind of a closer game than the final score would indicate. What was your takeaway, or what were your takeaways from that one?
Yeah, you know, we got ourselves in foul trouble. It became a free throw contest. There wasn't much flow to the game, and Hudson made free throws, and we didn't shoot it well. So it stayed close and was kind of a battle throughout. You know, we stayed about 6 to 10 points, and then, you know, the fourth quarter, our guys did a good job. We got stops. We made shots when we need to. We were able to expand that lead and get, you know, I don't know if it's 18-point, whatever, the final. But we're able to expand. It was never really in doubt. We knew we didn't play the way we wanted to, and knew that Wednesday, Thursday were going to be important days of practice, especially with D&H coming. You know, we didn't play great up at Key High, and you lose Mason Ritter, so you know, we had to spend some time trying to revamp who we were going to be, what we're going to do. And, you know, we probably got out of sync a little bit on Monday, and that's probably my fault with that. But just proud of the guys to get that win. You know, as bad as we beat them the first time, it's easy. But our guys were focused. We just didn't shoot it as well.
And I do want to give you a chance to kind of recognize some of the guys that have gotten an opportunity to step up in bigger ways. You saw a ton of minutes by Jackson Mulder out there tonight. A guy like Sully Jansen coming in. So, I mean, 6 of 10 at the free throw line. He was a big had a big part in helping you guys seal this thing late. Who are some of those guys that, you know, kind of have stepped up here as of late and deserve, you know, that some of that credit?
Well, you know, Gavin Bernard, really good. Jackson Mulder tonight, can't say enough. You know, he broke his nose over Christmas break. Hadn't played a ton, but he never pouts. And in practice, he always knows what to do. And you saw it tonight. He came in. You know, I don't know if he scored or not. It doesn't matter because he knows exactly where to be, where to help, what to do. And he's just a great teammate. And his hustle, his effort. I know he took a big charge for us against Hudson. He took another big one tonight against Costello. Those guys have been really good. Sully Jansen, you know, just the toughness to miss your first four free throws and then make your next six is a statement about him. Preston Jansen, doing a lot of good things for us. And then, you know, it was good to see Trevin have a good night with a little more confidence. He'd been struggling a little bit, but he came in, and I thought his effort was good. And then, you know, Caleb Benny just been solid. Tyler Wedeking didn't play like a freshman. It's really cool to see our team and the way they cheer for one another.
All right, don't want to keep you too long, but two huge ones next week. You got two perennial strong teams with Jessup on the road and then GR at home. They're making a whole bunch of noise in Class 1A this year as well.
Yeah, it's got to be one at a time. You know, Jessup, you know, I haven't watched any tape, but obviously Treptow really good. Always hard to play at Jessup. So, and we just want to keep getting better. You know, right now we're doing ourselves some favor with seeding, just trying to keep winning. And then obviously Friday with GR with their physicalness and their post play with Mason out for us. You know, we're going to have to adjust and we'll look at them. But, you know, it's going to take a really good effort both days next week. But I know our guys will give it everything they got. And we'll try to come up with a good game plan to see if we can't get it done.
All right, AP Boys Basketball Coach Aaron Thomas, thanks for the time tonight. We'll catch you here on Tuesday.
Hey, thanks so much, J-Mo.